Hey guys, this is Decade Later. Welcome to Sales at Stanzas. This is going to be a really fun episode with one of my longtime friends who recently stepped into the entrepreneurial game. She started out as a lawyer, and now she as a kind of a side hustle that became a really cool initiative that she's even considering doing, keeping full-time, even if she does go back to the workforce in the traditional sense. Nobody wants that. This is my interview with Catalina Perez of Wax Up Candles. So here we are with Catalina Perez, founder of Wax Up Candles. Cata, welcome to Sales and Stanzas, and what's up?
I'm doing pretty good, man. What about you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for coming on the show. What were you doing before you were making and selling and marketing candles?
I'm a lawyer. So I was working with a lawyer, doing, you know, lawyer shit. and then he just fired me. I was without a job for a while. That's what I was doing before getting into the candles.
It's always good to have a side hustle, obviously, but this side hustle kind of became your passion. What drove you to selling candles? Was there an inspiration in your life?
Yes, my mom loved them. She loved them. So, and since I was little, every day she bought a candle and she made her, you know, her rituals or whatever for good energy and everything. So when I was without a job, I thought that I should do something for myself and by myself. And then I started to research a little bit how to make them. Then I made a course, and then I just started the brand.
That's so cool. That's really awesome. What methods do you use to make your candles? What methods do you use to make your candles?
What methods?
What techniques, what materials? You have some really crazy shapes and colors.
Okay, well, they're based in paraffin or soy wax. Those are the main materials that I use, and then you use, like, the colors and the essence. So I started to research, and I just didn't want to make, like, the regular candle, you know, that you buy everywhere. So I started to do geometric forms and Buddhas, and I'm going to launch like a skull for Halloween. And just, you know, I started to research and try to do something creative. You know, try to do, you know, like the regular candle. But those are like the main materials, like paraffin, which is soil element. Like it comes from oil. And soy wax, it's from soy.
Awesome, that's really cool. Are you only selling locally, or have you started regional distribution?
Well, at the moment we're selling just in Bogota, but I mean, if something comes out outside Bogota or whenever, like, we'll do it, you know.
That's awesome.
We're ready to roll.
Really cool stuff. Have you in terms of the candles, as you mentioned, you're even looking to do like a seasonal aspect. What would you say has been the biggest lesson you learned from starting this brand, especially as you're selling a product?
Well, I think that you need to be first do your research, like your audience or what is what you really want to do. Be really careful and mindful with what your product message maybe to people and for yourself, to be comfortable with what you do. Be really patient, because you're not going to just start and sell like a shit tons of candles or whatever you're selling. And I think you have to be really careful about the detail and how much love and how much effort do you put into what you do so people is happy with your product. So that's like the three main things that I've learned from selling candles, I think.
Awesome. That's really, really cool stuff. Would you consider going back to practicing law, or do you think that entrepreneurship in candles is your new passion?
I think you need to, you know, put them like in a balance, you know. So I love making candles because they make me really relax, and I really, really love making them. But at the same time, I like my career too. So, you know, if you can do both, then do both.
That's
but
really...
I love being an entrepreneur because it's like I manage my own time, I do my own shit. I don't have to, you know, care for my boss or whatever. That's like the thing that I like the most about doing a business for myself.
Awesome. One question that comes up a lot on the podcast when we interview people is, if you had a dream client that you were going to sell to, who would it be and how would you approach them?
Oh man, there's so many. Like, telling, I would love to sell a candle to Alex fucking Kledner, the main singer from the Arctic Monkeys. I will just give them for free to him, you know. And I would love to sell some candles I know that's like the first person that comes to my mind.
Well, I know, I personally know you as a huge musophile, especially for rock music. You're a big Arctic Monkeys fan. When they were, I think it's Noah Gallagher of Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
And they were actually down here, so you know you may have another chance to do that. Does your musical passion ever come out in your candling, or does it inspire you or motivate you as you work?
Yes, I try to, like, I want to launch like a little line I have candles that have prints on them. Like, you have cat prints, butterfly, feathers, flowers, prints, right? So I want to start a line with band names or a band brand. I think it would be really cool for a music band to have, like, a gift.
Cool, cool stuff. What would you say to a young entrepreneur, maybe like yourself, who started in a career and wasn't really sure, do I really want to do this? Do I want to take the chance and break out? Like, if somebody came to you for mentorship at this stage, what would you say to them?
Do it, man. Like, if you start thinking too much and being really insecure about yourself or about what you want, you just won't get anywhere, right? So I think that is really important. First, as I said, to do your research of your own product. Like, if someone asks you something, you're not gonna be like, what the fuck, you know? Just be sure of what you know and what you want to do, and just go for it. I mean, if you have fears or you're scared or insecure about doing it, that's gonna go away with time. And I think it's really important to follow your instincts and do what you really want. What if being, I don't know, being a lawyer or a doctor is not your thing, and then you start doing something else and you discover like your real passion? So I think it's really important to just, you know, start with something, selling to your best friend or to your mom, or, you know, start little by little, and then you're going to start doing bigger stuff, and it's going to get better and better with time.
That's really awesome. And that's something that, like, I have come up a lot with entrepreneurs I work with. I always ask them, how many people in your neighborhood even know that you're doing this? And it's such a huge thing, and that's your base. If you can't sell to them and face them every day and deal with, hey, I want another candle. Sometimes for people, the success is what makes you scared, not the failure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to having you again. Katha, what's your Instagram? What's your social media? How can people find you?
Well, we have two social media right now. We have Instagram and we have Facebook. You can find us under WhatsApp underscore candles. You can find us like that in Facebook and in Instagram. Those
So,
are our main social media platforms.
WAX underscore UP.
No, it's WASUP underscore candles.
Okay.
CANDLES.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Hope to have you back again and have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much for having me, man. We're really
This just in a brief intro. This poem is dedicated to a dear friend of a friend. He was part of a group of engineers in the western part of Colombia who recently came under attack by what was called FARC remnants or guerrillas of the FARC military group who have decided to throw out the peace agreement and go back to violence. And also to the response of normal people who, using the argument of environmentalism, said that this guy deserved what he got. So it's a little bit of a personal and emotional post. You can find this on my blog. It's under the title Dying to Work. Rise and grind. Quotas and meetings, long hours, an industry thriving and dying at the same moment. Those who forge forward knowing the cliff's edge is approaching, they still fuel a nation, a people, a world. They study for years, just hoping for a good life in a country discounted. They trudge through the sand, mud, and oil to ensure milk is in the bottles for their children. The wheels of progress continue to move and creak. But there are those who will not let go of the past and their violent dreams of justice and equality. Bastardized messages, steel and wood, the guns made by men half a world away, now in the hands of youth, they have become yet again a tool of those misguided. The mattock rests in the ground and the light shines on. Eventually, memories will fade, as they have with an agreement that somebody wanted just to forget. Mothers of dead children laying them to rest, heartbroken not because of the order of passing, but because, unlike so many in the capitals, offices, and universities, they didn't die for what they did, believed, or stood for. They died because they had simply were dying to work. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been another episode of Sales and Stanzas. A big shout out to Catalina Perez for being our guest this week. She can be found on Instagram or Facebook at the @ wax up. So WAXUP underscore candles, CANDLES. And she's also can be found on our Instagram. She's our preferred sponsor, Decade Later. So DECADE underscore LATER. I really love to hear from artists, entrepreneurs. One of my newest, what I call hidden gems, is this awesome young guy, Real Mad Squabbles. REALMADSQABLZ has an amazing video. He's recently on my Instagram feed. You can find it about the recent shooting of a man in his own apartment. It's a real powerful, crazy, crazy video. You gotta check it out. He's amazing, Ryan Spitter, and also I want to give a big shout out to abbygege.com, abbygege.com. If you use code word Anthony space Conrad in the checkout, you get 5% off your order. And Abby Gigi is a Chinese art collector and dealer. She works with a number of different Chinese artists who do acrylic and oil paints, photorealistic paintings, amazing stuff from China and Chinese artists. Shipping worldwide. Please contact her at abbygege.com. And once again, use code word Anthony space Conrad for 5% off your order. Please let us know in our feed or on our social media if you'd like to be part of the podcast, have your business featured, and have a great week.